Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. It's episode 146. This week, we'll be talking about a lot of things, and one of them will be creative output. So we do apologize that we've missed a couple weeks of the show. Last week was crickets. Week before that, we did a throwback, a re-air. I kind of want to do a second re-air because I think it's okay to re-highlight some of the amazing episodes we've done. We just didn't know which one was the most amazing, was part of it.
Yeah. I think it's nice to go back, and we got a little break. I mean, I know only me feels like I have to do it every week nonstop, but it was nice to have a little break.
Well, I wasn't feeling well.
Well, and if that's not a good reason.
Yeah, that wasn't like a self-care break. That was like survival mode break. But if you are on the email list, you got that update. If you're not already a subscriber to the Lifted Life email list, Lifted, I don't think we call that the Lifted Life. This is the Lifted Life Podcast. Mm-hmm. You are definitely listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. But the somewhat weekly email that I send out to our Lifted community, I just call them the Lifted Fam.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got the update that I had not been feeling well and almost got worse before it got better. I thought for a minute I was totally back. I was in the yard doing a little bit of work, and then 10 minutes later, I was back in bed. It was a rough one. And during that time, I had the experience of feeling lifted by one main topic, one thing. I don't like to watch television shows. So for someone who enjoys watching series, movies, yeah, that's just not me. I tried watching a movie once, and
once in your life or once when you
during the ill. 2 weeks okay. of not feeling okay. well, okay. I did watch one German movie with my mom.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest of the time I was down for the count, I was just thinking about that movie. It's not even real, Tim. It's not a real thing.
But I liked the movie because the German was slow enough that I could sort of kind of follow.
Yeah, it was a children's movie.
So that speaks to my skill
level. But I
just
kept thinking about that Oma and how she had the Alzheimer's. And mm-hmm. I just kept thinking about it. It's not even real. So a lot of people, I'm not saying that you should only watch real things, but for me, mm-hmm. It just consumes me. Movies, like, they get into my psyche. They get into my energy field. And then I don't feel like that's the best use of my time, even when I'm scraping by to, like, pull up my body's skin. What do people call it? Like a bag of bones?
Skin suit.
I pull my skin suit up from the couch to go to the bed.
Meat sack is another one.
Yeah, they're both very cruel, yeah, I do apologize. We're both cringing, like, oh, did we really use those words? So going from the couch to the bed to the couch, I just didn't need that in my psyche. And what I did instead decide to pursue and to enjoy and to embrace was all things creativity. Mm-hmm. For me, that was this kind of turning point in not feeling well, because I felt a lightness. I felt an elevation, a lifting of my spirit when I began to listen to creativity podcasts, begin to brainstorm my next creative project. Not for right away. I had to kind of give myself that pass of, like, it's okay to not start it right now, but when I do have more energy, when I'm feeling well again, what would I love to create? And that's one of my favorite questions from Steve Chandler. And I started reading some of his books again, listened to an audio course I have of his. But his question is, given that this is happening, what would I like to create? And for me, that really was just this inspiring feeling of, I can create anything I want from this. And I could use this as a turnaround for the trajectory of what I create.
So you may not give me this label, but as your caregiver over the last 2 weeks, I got to witness you going through your experiences. And the whole time, even though I know you didn't feel well, I knew something, you were going to create something good from this, because you always do. You always, like, at the most pivotal time in your life, you always create something amazing from this. And the whole time you were down, I was like, wait till she comes back, because it's going to be crazy. And you've already, I think you listed, like, I can think of three maybe things that you came up with in that time. And the whole time you were down, I kept thinking, can you just relax? Can you just slow down? But you don't. You don't know how to slow down. You're like Ricky Bobby. You're always going fast. But the whole time I was like, she's going to create something crazy from this.
It's funny you didn't tell me that.
Well, I'm saving it for the show, but we never did it.
Well, one of the things I began to work on that really felt exciting was...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. You don't have to share.
No, it's okay. Okay. I'm outlining a book that I feel very strongly about. And I've started books at various points. I do have a book of poems that's out. You can buy it on Amazon. It's called This Is Real Life, Love Notes to Wake You Up. And it's a book of poems. But I've never written a nonfiction book. And nonfiction books are absolutely what I love to read. As I was explaining before, I'm not very lit up by fiction, made up stories. Even though I love the imaginatory world, I don't really love just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But when I go to bed at night, I usually have 5 to 6 books all around me, few to the left, few to the right. And I cycle through them and I just pick them up and I read a few pages and I get inspired. And I have such admiration for creative nonfiction that can shift my energy. And I realized during my downtime that I wanted to create such a book for multiple reasons on multiple levels. But that's not even the main idea of the show, of this idea of creative output. I just had this feeling of having such limited energy, but still knowing that on some small level, I was creating my life and I was creating my reality. And I realized that it would be a grave disservice to not highlight that fact now to you, our listeners, that each and every moment, whether you realize it or not, you are creating. And on some small level, it may just be creating the love of you feel for your family members. You create the vibration that is happening in the room just simply with how you're showing up. Maybe it's a step beyond that with a meal. You create a meal that is nourishing. Last night I had a headache and I ate a farm fresh burger. It was hot and protein and it just healed me on the spot. I personally feel better when I eat meat. Just saying. Our probiotics and all of our all the probiotics are vegan, but I'm not vegan. Back to the show. The creative output of each of us is always pulsing through our veins. It's there whether we realize it or not. And even when our energy levels may seem minuscule, we still are creating in that very moment. And I just thought, I want to take some time during this show to highlight the importance of creativity. And it's sometimes looked at as creativity versus consuming. I know we've done a show on that before. And I do think that's an important thing to highlight, this idea of taking in content versus creating some sort of content. But it's not like you always have a product at the end. But for me, having a product at the end lights me up. That's what I realized. And in that moment, I realized that I want to create something that's a product in the end. This podcast is not a product in the end. That is what falls short for me on this podcast. I do it for Tim. He doesn't have quite the same relationship with creative product at the end. When I started working on this book, I realized I was going to have a paperback book in my hand I could hold that had my name on it. And that I could sell over and over again beyond even my lifetime, and an audiobook and an ebook. And that's something I've been studying, is this publishing industry and how when you create one thing, you're actually creating 3 things, ebook, audiobook, and paperback book. And Amazon has made it incredibly easy to make that happen in a way that you don't have to have inventory. And so, yeah, basically I'm laying on my bed and I got my next business idea. And I'm really excited about it because it connects really important things: creative expression, service to others, and a product at the end that excites me. So that's why we're talking about creative output this week, Tim, in case you're wondering.
I think it's interesting the way you frame that, because yesterday I was speaking with our son and I was kind of telling him about your new idea. And I had recently used my engineering skills to help a local business and got paid very well for the few hours that I worked. And I was explaining to him our different approaches, where I did this and made a substantial amount of money for the time that I dedicated. But that was one time, and I got that nice payment, but then there's not another one coming. Then there's the other approach where you create something that is lasts forever. You know, we were talking about the Harry Potter books. Like, she wrote those so long ago, but she's still, is it J.K. Rowling? Yeah, J.K. Rowling, still making income off of those books. And they were, like he said, written before he was born.
Mm-hmm. Megabucks.
So, megabucks, yeah. Not comparing my engineering skills to her writing, but sort of. But the concept of there's two separate ways to create.
I think it's important that you brought up that word, that not to compare mm-hmm. my engineering skills to her writing skills, mm-hmm. because I think that is where we peace out, is we begin to compare our creativity to someone else's. And what a foolish thing to do, mm-hmm. because we are all divinely created and inspired by the same source. Now, some of us are more tapped in. Some of us are more practiced. Some of us are more confident. But that doesn't mean any of us are better than the other. We're all on different journeys. We're all on our own path. But when we do compare, I think that is when we despair. That's not what I was going to say, but
I'm not sure if it's on the same lines, but I'm currently listening to an audiobook about artificial intelligence. I think it's called Human Compatible. I should know the author's name, Stuart Russell, I think. Yeah, Stuart Russell. And he's outlining artificial intelligence, and he's a researcher, and he's been creating artificial intelligence for a long time. And he, along with Elon Musk, are pretty concerned about, if we're not careful, we might create this thing that's going to eliminate us. And it sounds very science fiction-y and sounds doom and gloom. And given the last 2 years, it sounds even more doom and gloom. But that's not what they're trying to say. What they're trying to say is we have a responsibility when we create something to know what it could and couldn't do. But throughout the book, he's laying out how to create an artificial intelligence. And they're mimicking how our mind works, how our brain works. But he's very upfront, the saying that they don't know. Nobody really, really knows how the brain works. Mm-hmm. And what I got from the book so far is that we're an amazing thing. This, whatever we are as humans, and not just your body's one thing, but whatever this thing is that animates us, that we're connected to, it's even more powerful. And they don't know how it works, and they can't create it, recreate it. And this, to me, that's just so interesting, because you're talking about all the stuff that you're doing and you didn't really need your body to do. I mean, your body was down for the count.
Right.
But you were still going and you were still creating.
Well, that was the hardest thing to do. My mind was not cooperating very well.
Yeah.
It was leaning towards anxious thoughts. Mm-hmm. It was leaning towards what's wrong. I've never been sick in August.
It's the unknown. It's scared of the unknown.
Yeah.
Because you've never experienced this before. And it's like, I don't know what this is. This is scary.
Right.
Yeah. Could be dangerous.
So managing my mind was one of the greatest challenges. Even though slowing down my body is generally hard for me, it wasn't during that time because that's my only option I felt like I really had.
Yeah.
I was just so tired and so zapped. So once I started to realize how, if I continued to research symptoms, side effects, things like that, I felt my energy go down and my anxiety levels go up. Mm-hmm. However, if I put my attention on creative output, creativity, my next project, my next product, another business, something scalable that I could help a lot of people, that I could express myself, the energy obviously just went up, up, up. Mm-hmm. And I was paying attention to that. And for me, that was the indicator. It was a simple indicator of, oh, I see that when I give my attention to this one topic, it may not be quite the same topic for everyone, but I think on some level, we are all actually here to create. Mm-hmm. And then back to this idea of why we don't, I think that one of the main reasons is we compare our creative journey to others, and we have a false illusion of what creativity really is. And I think social media is probably not helping with that compare issue. I feel like in some ways it helps with the creation process because you have this platform that you can share your ideas. But because so many other people are sharing their ideas, we begin to think, well, why would I paint a painting? I already have a feed full of people who have painted paintings. Or why would I offer help for healing trauma when there's already an entire feed full of that? And we get a convoluted version in our mind of what our work does or doesn't matter.
It's funny you bring that up. In the book, they talk about artificial intelligence and about social media. And they basically outline that it's a mathematical equation. The AI is given a task and a goal, and its job is to fill in between. So it's maybe not so malicious, but it is a goal that it has to achieve, and it'll do it at any cost. So the example they gave in the book was, you know, politics are so binary that the AI goes towards that because it knows that it can push people in one way or the other pretty easily. Mm-hmm. So that's a favorite tool for the AI because it's easy. Mm-hmm. And this is the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because the book was written in 19, so 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But today it seems more relevant
than ever.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to point out, I did mention having my mom here and having her help, and something fascinating that she has done that I wanted to share, because I did unfortunately infect her and she hasn't felt so well. Something fascinating has happened is that everyone in the house did indeed get sick for varying amounts of time, except for
one exception.
One exception. There is the one, the chosen one. Mr. Lifted here did not get sick. And we have been talking pretty regularly about what in the heck. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go down that path or should I share the story about my mom?
You better give your mom her 5 minutes of fame.
Okay. Well, I was just going to share this about her, that she has knitted a dozen dishcloths.
I was going to say it, but I thought you might go a different
direction. She was going to knit. She has already knitted.
She made some great food too.
Yeah. She has definitely been, and she, the yard always looks better when she's around, even though I'm like, you don't feel well, you should sit down.
doesn't quite compute,
but she has knitted truly a dozen dishcloths and maybe more. I don't know, there's just a stack there. I counted real quick before the show, and I just know that for her, even though she doesn't see it as such, maybe it's just that creative output of making something. I'm sitting here anyway, I don't have hardly any energy, but what can I make? And I just think that she models that for me, even though she doesn't realize it, because I feel the same way. It's like, what could I make from this? And that helps it just to, it creates momentum, and that feels better. And that's what I'm leaning towards, is feeling a bit better and a bit better every day. Okay, so back to you.
Back to me.
The chosen one. Maybe it's because you meditate every day. Maybe your immune system is truly elevated. Now, for the record, the kids didn't get too sick.
No.
And Elias, our son, he actually had it the shortest, which he used to be the one who would get it the worst. I truly attribute that to his regular consumption of SBO Mood Boost, which you're the other person in the house who takes that. I've seen a lot of research on SBO Mood Boost. One of the specific strains of that spore-based probiotic is a powerful immune modulator. So throw in a little SBO Mood Boost, a little meditation, and a very stubborn mindset that I'm not going to get sick. I don't get sick.
So I started this maybe 2 years ago. I noticed that I just, in the wintertime, I wasn't getting sick as like everyone else was. And I just started this, like, it's not a mantra, but I don't get sick. And I would just tell myself that I don't get sick. I'm not giving any medical advice here. This is
not medical advice. This is not financial advice.
None of those things.
This is not a drug.
It's for entertainment purposes only.
It's a joke. I'm sorry, I shouted.
Anyway, I started that a few years ago. I don't get sick. And I have gotten sick since then. But that's usually...
Which is a real mind trip for you. I can tell when you're like, I don't get sick. And your voice is like cracking. I'm like, well, this is awkward.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just kind of, I've always focused on, you know, I don't get sick. And if I do.
Real quick, before the 2 years too, like 3 years or 4 years ago, it was like, I think I'm getting sick. Oh, I feel a little, yeah, a little grumble. Oh, uh-huh. I think, and it was like the opposite. So I think you were realizing, oh, maybe that's not contributing to my health.
That's totally true. Before that,
I'd be like, why are you wigging?
At any moment, I would be focusing on, well, because it was like, I have to go to work. What if I'm too sick and I can't go to work? And what if I use all my sick time and like all that kind of
mind
jazz.
Drama?
Yeah. Maybe I have to miss soccer too. That was always important to me. Still is.
Yeah.
But that's, I started doing the, I don't get sick. And if I do, my body has decided it needs to upgrade and it needs to adjust itself for the current environment we're in. So that's kind of the story I always told myself, or like started going. Of course, then we've worked in the probiotics and the Redoxy, and you know, those are the things I take every day. And of course, meditation. But also, I feel like I just trust my immune system. I feel like it knows what to do. Mm-hmm. And earlier this year, I did get sick. But then, was it this year? Yeah, it was this year. Earlier this year, like for 2 days, I had like a sore throat.
I thought that was last year.
Maybe it was last year. I don't know. Fairly recently. And then since then, I just really haven't had anything. It mm-hmm. hasn't been an issue.
Yeah, so maybe that was it, right? Yep. You already been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Plus meditation, plus mm-hmm. SPL mood boost. That's the only explanation. Or you are
pure stubbornness.
And don't forget, bonus tip, stubbornness. But mom had that too. Mom yeah. was stubborn, and she kept saying she was great. And I was like, I think you're lying. Okay. So creativity for the win. Whether or not you identify as creative, I think that's rubbish. I think that one of the main reasons we as humans are here is to create. Whether we're creating a product, which is what lights me up, or just every single moment creating our reality, creating our destiny, creating a better world simply by being kind and loving, it doesn't matter how you phrase it. We are here and we are creating. And for me, that's just really what turned the ship around back towards what I wanted to be creating, was remembering that. And so I wanted to share that today with you. So once again, I do apologize that we were not live here for you. If you do want to make sure you're in the loop, sign up for those email updates, which you can get access to over at liftednaturals.com. It'll pop right up. It's at the bottom of the page, I think. And in doing so, you will get a coupon code also for 15% off in our online shop. We get asked a lot, should I buy from your online shop or should I buy over on Amazon? I kind of like Amazon. I like that Prime, la, la, la. And we always say we love for you to buy where you love to shop. Mm-hmm. So if that's walmart.com, amazon.com, or even directly from our shop, it's all good in the neighborhood. We appreciate your business no matter where you buy. If you buy from walmart.com or amazon.com, yes, they do take a little bit more of our money. Yeah. But they also are these kind of giant machines. And when you type in Lifted Naturals Mood Probiotics and you find your favorite one and you buy it, that signals to their algorithm that we are legit. And we are. And so that is actually one of the cool things about the process of people using those other shopping platforms rather than our own shop.
And of course, when you leave a review, a rating review, that helps as well.
Oh my goodness. We are not in the e-com business. We're in the review business.
Seems like it.
So yes, if you haven't already, that's a huge way to help us, is by writing a review to share about your experience with the product, whichever one that might be. All right. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on the Lifted Life podcast.